welcome to a special Cellar Dive episode of...
Brutal Battle.
Okay. Musical this time again?
Yeah, I don't know. Every once in a while I try to change it up.
Okay, so we are joined by the cat.
Yep.
She's sitting on the table, so if you hear odd noises here and there, or if you hear her jump off the table at some point, because she tends to get pretty bored as we're recording, just know that's what's going on. So this is actually our 10th cellar dive.
10th?
Which I think helps to highlight that there's a lot of beer in our cellar, and we still have a lot. So
yes.
We're going to keep doing these cellar dives, It's really great because it gives us...
She's on the move.
No, she's on the move. I'm going to keep my glass away from her because I don't want her sticking her grubby face in there. Not that her face is that grubby, but anyway. So it helps. These episodes really help because it makes it a situation where I'm able to find the time for special beers. Because you know. And I... Well, she's gone.
She's gone.
You know, there are plenty of people, including myself, who have this issue where it's like, I have this beer, I'm saving it for a special occasion, and then you end up doing that with a ton of beers. So this makes it so I'm less likely to care about using them because it's recorded for posterity.
Yeah.
How the beer was,
everyone will know. Every day is a special occasion.
That's true. So we're still doing it. Are we still doing it competition style? I think you would win, though.
Oh, okay, then yes.
Okay. Looking at the beers that you chose versus the beers that I chose, I think they're all going to be good, first off. But I think that if we're actually saying someone's a winner and someone's not a winner, you're probably going to be the winner.
Then we'll do a competition.
All right, so the first beer is from me. This is a 2014... So this is actually about 4.5 years at this point because it was bottled in February of 2014. So it's a 2014 Consecration by Russian River Brewing. It is ale aged in Cabernet Sauvignon barrels with currants added, and it is 10% alcohol.
That's 10%?
It is.
My God, we could die tonight.
We're not going to drink all these beers. I think that, so we have two smaller format and two larger format. And we're probably going to end up doing the wine vacuum for the last beer because I don't think losing carbonation is really going to matter that much on that one. So here's my 4.5-year-old Consecration. Still popped.
Gun, 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 gun.
Obviously, Russian River, very well known for their sours. You know, they're not as coveted. Ooh, almost poured that out of there. Whoops. I don't like, they have this like, terrible rolled lip on their bottles that makes it hard to cut the pour off. So you end up making it kind of messy. Anyway, there you go. But yeah, so Russian River was really, really well known for their sours at one point, but they're becoming lesser so now because a lot of other breweries are starting to get in the sour game. Russian River was the pioneer, pretty much, like really pushing sour beers. Along with New Belgium, they were big with their La Folie, so... I remember loving these beers. All right, so this Consecration looks like kind of like an oud brun.
Yeah, it's like a reddish brown.
Yeah. There's plenty of carbonation still for being 4.5 years in the bottle, which I guess isn't that surprising seeing that it was cork and caged.
Yeah.
But you can still get some air leakage, even if they're cork and caged. So, yeah. Smell? Ooh, it kind of... Yeah, I get the Cabernet Sauvignon in there. Like, I definitely, it smells like a tannic red wine. And there's like a nice, dark sourness in there.
Yes.
It's not like super light and lemony. It's more of like a dark, like maybe like a kind of a real tart plum.
Yes, it's you get a lot of those like dark.
A little cherry too.
I was going to say cherry and a lot of those dark fruits.
I mean, we're supposed to be getting currants, but I'm not super familiar with currants. I don't eat currants every year. Actually, I don't know if I've ever eaten a straight up currant before. I've had it in things and that's the best I can do.
Yeah.
But this smells good and I feel like I get a lot of woody character on there. There's a lot of oak. And I wonder if it's just more pronounced because of the age on it, that, like, the oak just becomes stronger. So, I don't know. Does it smell like 10%? It doesn't smell astringent to me.
No, it just, it smells like I'm not going to like it.
Yeah, well, keep an open mind. We'll find out. Ooh.
I'm not going to like it. I'm nervous.
Well, you need to take a few sips, because remember, with sours, you need a little bit of time for your palate to get acclimated to the sourness. Then you can really start tasting things.
Okay, I don't dislike it as much as I thought I would. It's not like rip your face off sour. It's just kind of like pucker your mouth and your tongue sour.
There's a lot of woodiness on the end, though. It's very, very oaky, don't you think?
It's very smooth and subtle, though. It's not... Mm-hmm.
I definitely get the flavor from the Cabernet Sauvignon. Like, it's got that red grape skin tannic note, which I think some of that's also coming from the wood.
Right.
Because wood can make a beer kind of like bitter tannic like that. So both those things come together. It has like a quick hit of sour, like I'm saying, you know, kind of like a sour plum a little bit. But obviously it's currants.
Definitely not as sour as I thought it was going to be based on the nose.
You know, and after like 3 to 4 sips, that sourness is really settling down.
Oh, it's real mild, yeah.
Yeah, and you start to get more of the actual fruit in there. You get more of the actual Cabernet Sauvignon, getting even more of that oakiness. This is nice. I mean, it's like a nice aged wine. Would you guess 10% if somebody had you try this wine?
Not at all. I would say 8.
Yeah, because there is a little bit of alcohol heat at the end, but it's not... It's not a whole lot. Yeah. This beer ages well. Ages quite well.
Not my wheelhouse.
So we can move on. Rebecca slammed a little bit.
I mean, I can.
Her face was. Ugh.
I can appreciate it. I can see why people like it.
Yeah.
Not my thing.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay, so the next one is one of Rebecca's.
My pick.
This is also a sour beer, and this is by Wicked Weed Brewing. I needed to say where Russian River is out of, because I usually on these episodes tell you where things are from. Russian River is out of, are they at Sonoma?
No.
No, they're Santa Rosa, Sonoma County.
Oh.
They are in Sonoma, but Santa Rosa, California. So Wicked Weed is out of Asheville, North Carolina. And just so people know, disclaimer, this is one of the beers that we obtained when we had our trip a few years ago to Asheville. It was pre-AB InBev buyout. So this beer is from when they were still independent.
Was that 3 years ago now?
It was, because this is 2016, so it was 2 years ago. Seems longer, doesn't that?
We went to Asheville only 2 years ago?
Yes. Yeah, right? It seems longer, doesn't it?
Only, it was 2 years ago with the bat?
Yeah. This bottle was...
We had a bat in the house, for anyone who doesn't, if we told that story or not. And then right after that, we got rabies shots, and then right after that, we went on Asheville. So the whole thing blurs together for me.
Yeah, and on our drive down, I felt really sick, because I was reacting to the rabies vaccine every single time I had, all 4 times I had to get it. I reacted to it like I was sick. So it was horrible. So I drove the first 4 hours and then started feeling really sick. And I was like, you have to take over. And I'm just going to lay in the passenger seat because I feel sick. It was terrible.
So anyway, I can't believe that was only 2 years ago.
Yeah, because this bottle was, the bottle date is June of 2016.
Okay, well, yeah.
So this beer is just a little over 2 years old in the bottle. And this is the Wicked Weed Silencio, which was, well, I wouldn't say it was our favorite. The White Angel. When we were there,
favorite.
Was amazing.
This
but
was,
of the beers,
my favorite.
Of the beers we could bring home, this was our favorite. It's the Silencio, and it's a bourbon barrel aged black sour ale fermented with coffee and vanilla. Mm. I remember when we got there and we saw it on the list, and we were like, "Oh my, that is a must." Sounds.
Well, I'm sorry. Did you tell me the ABV?
I don't think I said it, but it's 6.6%.
Okay.
Maybe I did. I don't know. You can grab it, start looking, sniffing. Okay. It's all good. Do what you want.
When is this? When do you think you're going to post this episode?
In a few
this
weeks.
This will be after our trip to Maine.
Yes, this will be after a trip to Maine. Correct.
Oh, sorry.
It's dark. I mean, it looks like a porter.
It does.
Yeah, you can see a little bit of, like, brownish.
It's thin, though.
Yeah, yeah. It looks kind of thin. You can't see through it, though.
No. But, like, looking at from above.
Not a whole lot of carbonation going on there, but when you swirl it up, it gets carbonated. So oh, my gosh. That coffee is still it's really strong.
All I smell is coffee. Like, my first, I was like, wow.
I smell the vanilla, too. The vanilla is very light. Yeah. The coffee is, like, very dark and roasty. Then there's, like, a light vanilla. And then there's a light sour under both of those things. Ooh. Is there anything else that you're wanting to add?
Spying on the neighbors, putting out trash.
Okay. Very exciting stuff. Is there anything else you're smelling?
No.
That's exactly what it smells like?
I can't... Did you say it smells sour or not sour?
Sour. Not a lot, though. Just a little bit that's under the coffee and the vanilla.
I mean, if I was just doing this blind, I don't know if I could pick out that.
You would. You definitely would because you wouldn't be looking for sour. So it would strike you as, that's weird.
That's true.
It smells really good, though.
It does. It really does.
I'm pretty surprised that at least in the nose, the coffee is holding up that well. And the vanilla, because the vanilla usually will just be gone.
Oh my gosh. It's really good.
Whoa.
It's like so
coffee
and vanilla and just a little hint of sour. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I wish there was a smidge more carbonation.
Yeah, but it's capped. It wasn't cork and cage, so over more than 2 years, especially with just a cap, a lot of the CO2 is going to leak out. But, I mean, the fact that it's carbonated at all is a triumph.
But the flavors are...
Mm.
Give me a little bit more.
So much roasted coffee in there.
It's so good.
And it's got, like, a nice, like, roasty malt sweetness. It's got that vanilla coming in, and actually, the vanilla is more present in the flavor than it is in the nose, which I'm surprised about. It's
very, very, very vanilla-y.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of beers that claim to have vanilla, it's not. This might be one of the most vanilla-forward beers I've had.
I agree. I think they did vanilla beans. Let me look. I think it's like Madagascar vanilla beans or something. Yeah, Madagascar vanilla beans and El Silencio coffee from Mountain Air Roasting. Yeah, so. The bourbon barrels are from Kentucky, apparently. They can't say specifically where, but it's from. But this is, you know, I gotta be honest, I didn't think that this beer would taste this good still.
Is this our last one?
No, I think we have one more then.
One more.
So maybe we can do that in another year or two, I don't know. But I think the big difference is the sourness, I think, is lower than it was when it was fresh, which is totally fine because when the coffee and the vanilla are that good, just a little hint of sour at the end is totally good.
Yeah.
Like, that's great.
And anyone who's never been to Asheville, highly recommend it. Awesome beers.
That coffee is so delightful. And then how that vanilla just like is an accent on the end of the coffee. Yeah. Oh, God.
And then I guess when we get back from Portland, Maine, we'll do an episode about what we tasted up there.
We will. And I'm actually, I want to see if maybe we can get enough, like, special-ish stuff when we visit Allagash, so we could do maybe an Allagash Brewery Showcase episode when we come back as well.
So these cellar dives are hard because all of the age stuff is super high ABV.
Mm-hmm.
Barrel age stuff, and then sours, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And sometimes those sours are even high ABV, like you see with the Consecration. So, it's tough.
How are you going to open this one?
This should be fine. Okay, so the next one, the reason Rebecca asked that is because it's waxed on the top, and that's always tough to get through, but this particular bottle opener that we have is like a piece of wood that has like a bent nail off the end. So the nail head is actually really good because you can really work it under the wax, like right under the lip of the cap, instead of having to cut things. Because when I've had to like try and cut things, not good. I actually cut my wrist, not severely, but like a little cut, and there's legitimately a scar there. And that scar is from it was from the brewery's Sucre, which is one of their anniversary beers, and it was an old ale aged in bourbon barrels. It was an amazing beer.
Is that the one we drank on the deck with Sean?
No, that was Poterie, which was a Scotch barrel aged old ale. The Sucre was actually on one of the tournaments that we had, the Brutal Battle Royales, and I believe it won that tournament too.
You need to have another tournament.
Yes. Yeah.
With real humans.
With real humans, like not Sean. Just us. Okay, so I didn't say what this beer is. I got it off pretty cleanly, just lifted it off. So this is by Surly Brewing, and Surly is out of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Oh, really?
Yes, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
And the artwork on this is rather scary.
Yeah, it's very heavy metal, which Surly is very heavy metal. It's their darkness, and this is not just any darkness, it's their 2013 darkness, so it is 5 years old at this point.
And where did you get this?
Andrew Peavy sent it to me. A guy who I did a little bit of trading with a bunch of years ago, he sent it to me as like an extra, and I was like, dude, why are you sending me a Surly Darkness? He's like, oh, I go to Darkness Day every year, so it's no biggie. I was like, for real? Thanks. Andrew.
Have you talked with him recently?
No, I haven't interacted with him in a while. Maybe I should reach out and be like, yo, I finally drank that darkness.
Yeah, really.
But this is not, just so you know, the bourbon barrel aged version. So there are bourbon barrel aged versions of darkness. We had it and talked about it in one of our Savor episodes a few years ago. I think it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Probably 3, I think. Or 3 Savors ago, I think. So not really 3 years quite. But, what's the ABV on this? I think it's like 10 points something. If it's even on here, I feel you gotta have it on here. I don't see it. Really? A beer like this and you're not going to call out the ABV? No, dude. No. There's no ABV on it. That's really odd. Okay. But it is... the artwork is by Josh Lemke, in case people want to know. And look it up. Or you can see it on the website eventually. It's very heavy metal and cool. Anyway... Does it look like an Imperial Stout to you?
Sure, it looks like a stout.
Yeah, it looks very dark. Can't see through it. Can't really see anything. There's still some decent carbonation
to it. Yeah, there was a nice fluffy tan head on this when you first poured it.
Large bubbles.
And this is just a stout?
Imperial Stout, yeah.
Imperial Stout, okay.
Yeah, there's nothing additional done with it. Imperial Stout.
So malty.
Yeah. It's like very, very, very malty. There's a lot of molasses in the smell, I feel like. Do you feel like molasses?
I could see that. It's like thick sweetness. I was going to say dark chocolate.
Yes, definitely. Dark chocolate molasses.
It smells a little bitter.
It smells bitter. It also smells like there's a slight soy. Very, very slight, though. It's not very, super present.
It smells like chocolate malt.
Yes. Yeah. No, definitely. Kind of like a Whopper, a little bit. Mm-hmm. A little bit like a Whopper. I don't really like Whoppers, though. But in beer form, it sounds much better. I wish I knew what the ABV was. It's so chalky.
It's very chocolate malty.
Mm-hmm. So, over time, I think the creaminess has come down a little bit. It's made it a little bit thin over time. And there's a little bit of a raisin note in there. Don't you think it's kind of raisiny?
I don't know about that.
I would assume that the ABV's up there probably somewhere around a 10, between 9 and 10.
That's weird.
Yeah, right? No ABV. Isn't that weird?
It says it's a Russian Imperial Stout. Right.
Okay. Imperial Stout, Russian Imperial Stout. They're the same thing.
Well, I'm just saying.
I know. So as I keep sipping it, I'm starting to get a little bit of a coffee finish with it.
Yeah, there's something else I can't put my finger on.
Honey.
Honey?
Yeah. Raisin, honey, coffee, dark chocolate, molasses as well. I feel like there's a lot going on in there.
It is. It has a lot of different flavors. It's just, the body is so thin, though.
Yeah, it's a lot thinner than you would think, and I am wondering if that's the age that has done that to it. I mean, it's been 5 years on the bottle. It's just sat around, so.
Well, we started going through all of the beers because we have, well, when we're recording this, our anniversary is coming up, so we decided we're going to drink a special beer. And then
we're actually going to do two.
Oh, two. And then we're digging through, and then that, hence why we're doing
the
cellar dive, because we actually dove into the cellar.
So do you want to tell them what we decided on, the beers we're doing for our anniversary? We're doing two, because they're not large format.
Well, yeah, and all the large formats were like 16%, 20%.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I was like, do you want to do a Black Tuesday? And you're like, that's 20%.
Well, first I was like, yeah. And then...
Yeah, like, flavor-wise, you're like, yes. And then you're like, wait, alcohol during the week? No.
What did we decide on? We decided on a 1050 barrel-aged.
Yeah, barrel-aged 1050 by Oscar Blues, which is 2 years in the can, because they're 16-ounce cans. It's 2 years in the can.
And what was the other one?
You remember the other one? It's like one of your favorite beers, but it's aged. Palo Santo Marone
by Dogfish Head.
And it's like either 3 or 4 year aged Palo Santo, which should be pretty damn good. Both those beers should be awesome.
Well, and I really wanted to drink that because I knew our going to Dogfish Head and you interviewing Sam was a special memory. So
if people want to hear that interview, you can look on the website or go through archive.org and search Brutal Battle, because I don't think it's up. Well, it might, because they only hold like the last like 50 episodes or something on iTunes. But I think places like Stitcher and Google Play will hold all of them. So if you go to those places, you might be able to get it. But just look for the Sam Calagione.
Because that was a while back.
A few years at this point.
But I will always remember walking into the room with the Palo Santo.
That smell.
Oh my gosh.
That Palo Santo wood smells so damn good.
Yeah.
So damn good. And they're just literally giant tanks built out of that wood.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Anyway. So, how are you feeling about this darkness?
I like it. It is good. You know, it's not what I wanted it to be, but I like this, too.
Yeah, because...
Or it's not what I thought it was going to be.
Right, yeah. My expectation is that it would be very thick, very chocolatey, maybe a little bit of coffee to it, but it's very different. It's, like we said, like, there's a little coffee to it, there's dark chocolate, but, like, molasses, honey, raisin. So, it's just... Takes you a while to adjust what your expectations were, and it's good.
It is good.
5 years later, it's holding up.
Okay. And the last beer is Carlin's Pick.
Okay, I've been holding on to this.
It is by Duclaw.
6 year aged.
6 year aged. Bourbon barrel aged Devil's Milk, and Devil's Milk is their barley wine.
Duclaw is now out of Baltimore, but where does it say they're out of there?
Abingdon, Maryland.
Abingdon, Maryland. That's when they were located in Abingdon, Maryland. They moved a while ago, though.
The ABV is 10.6.
Yeah, 10.6. So, I think this vintage is the only year that they did Devil's Milk Bourbon Barrel Aged. I don't think they did it other than this. So, I've been holding onto it for that reason. I was just like, oh, Bourbon Barrel Aged. And I also have to say that I think Devil's Milk was the first barley wine I ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, probably 13 years ago now, 13, 14 years, or 13, 12 or 13 years ago now. And I remember just falling in love with it, and it's always been a great barley wine. It really has.
Well, you know, I think for us, Duclaw will always hold a special place in our heart, just because.
I mean, I've talked about it on the podcast. Yeah. I cut my teeth on Duclaw as far as craft beer goes. Because they were right here.
Well, yeah, and I remember many... Going there for happy hour, meeting people, eating happy hour bar food and drinking beer. And yeah.
Big shout out to Jim Wagner, by the way. He's no longer at Duclaw. He was the head brewer for a long time there. He now has a new brewery, which is called BC Brewery, which stands for Balt County, because he's in Baltimore County. And that's in Hunt Valley, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, right behind the McCormick Spice Factory. So when you get out at the parking lot, you're just like smelling spices. But, yeah. That's kind of cool. But anyway, so shout out to Jim Wagner. When he was with Duclaw, he was making really outstanding high ABV beers like Devil's Milk, Retribution, even their Misery, the wheat wine. Like, yeah. So.
Well, and all this stuff at BC Brewing is. Yeah. Been really good too. Yeah. So check that out, anyone local. It's right off the light rail, so make it easy if you didn't want to drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excited about this.
Well, this is like an amber red.
Yeah, like reddish orangish. It definitely looks like a barley wine. It kind of looks like honey, like raw honey.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that coloration. There's not a whole lot of carbonation, a few large bubbles on the top. The smell. What does it smell like? I don't think I smell... Ooh.
What is that smell?
I was like, I don't think I really smell bourbon, but then I was like, it smells caramelly.
Yeah, it does smell caramelly. It smells boozy.
Boozy or bougie?
Not bougie. Boozy.
It smells...
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like it's making hair grow in my chest, off my chest.
Yeah. I hope not. yeah, it's very sweet. On the nose. Yeah,
it smells, like, so sweet. Like, you're getting some of those, like, I feel like I'm getting, like, dark, like, syrupy cherries.
Sure. Yeah. I agree.
This, when I smell the smell, it just, I want to say fruitcake.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Honestly, like, I get, like, a slight orange
like,
on the nose.
Like, those, like, holiday flavors. It's boozy. It's.
Very sweet, too. Mm-hmm. And it smells very sweet, which, you know, that's par for a barley wine. And par for a bourbon barrel-aged barley wine, because bourbon has a sweetness in the smell as well. Like we're saying, that kind of caramel.
Okay. I have to say I like this more than I thought I was going to like it, because I typically don't... I don't like barley wines all that much.
Really?
But, no, I don't. But I love bourbon barrel-aged things, so...
Hmm. This is... Pretty smooth.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say.
This is pretty damn smooth.
And it does not taste boozy at all. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I could just...
You said it was 10 point what?
Six.
Yeah, no, dude. It tastes like eight. Like, it's...
Yeah, like, I feel like I could just down this.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Caramel.
Yeah.
Slight vanilla-y, actually, yeah. Too.
I agree. Caramel, vanilla, has all those, like...
Bourbon-adjacent flavor characters, yeah.
It's nice.
Nice and malty, like that nice barley wine malty sweetness to it as well.
Now, is this what you were hoping to get out of this?
You know, I didn't know what to expect, honestly. I guess I expected a little more bourbon to it, like to be a little more alcohol hot.
Oh.
Which I'm actually fine with it not being. Although it may have been when it was originally bottled in 2012, you know, 6 years ago. So, I don't know. But it's just really smooth now and it's really nice. It's a good sipper.
So this is... So we've lived in this house. It'll be 9 years and a month. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any beers that you brought with us when we moved here? And do you still have any of those?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So all the beers that are in the cellar were purchased and brought into this home.
Yeah. Well, when did we go to Annapolis and do that pub crawl?
I don't remember. I'm not a very...
I asked that because...
Why? Because you bought a beer down there?
I bought a beer when we came back from there. Because it was a beer that was super, super limited, so I, like, called to have it held. At a liquor store.
How do you remember that?
I don't know. I just remember odd things like that.
That was a fun time.
I need to figure out what year that was. I'm going to look it up.
And they have a similar type tour in Baltimore. FYI, I didn't tell you that we may go on with my coworkers.
What? Yeah, you definitely did not tell me that.
I also told them we would lift into the city so we could drink more.
Right. Okay, so... Because I'm looking for... Okay, so it was, okay, never mind. 2012, actually, the same year as this.
Okay.
That's when it was. So we were living here.
We were living
and here. That's kind of my oldest beer. So I actually so people know, I actually have, and maybe this will make an appearance on one of these cellar dives, it is the very first Divine Retribution ever made by Duclos. Which Divine Retribution is their Retribution Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Stout. I believe it was mixed with their Colossus, which is like a 20, I think at that point, 23% ale.
I mean, if that's going to make it on the show, it should be with someone else besides just the two of us.
Maybe. But just so people know, they only bottled 168 bottles of that. And I have number, I believe, 166. So, super limited. I've been holding it. That's the example of, like, one of those beers that I'm like, oh, it's so special, I'm holding it.
Okay. So every day is a special dive.
No, you're right. But that's why, like I was saying, like, these cellar dives are great for this, like, because I'm just like, cellar dive, that's what it's for. You know, pull these old-ass beers out, because it's all about that stuff kept in the cellar. And I think this, in particular, has highlighted that. We had a four-and-a-half-year-old, a two-year-old, a five-year-old, and a six-year-old beer. That's pretty nuts.
Clean out that death closet that I won't even go in anymore.
It is hard to get in there. There's beer everywhere.
I can't even open up the door because I feel panicked and stressed because there's so much shit in there.
There is.
I feel like things are going to topple and fall on me and I'll be pinned under beer and boxes and...
It's possible.
It is.
So...
I won't do it.
All these beers are good. Yeah. All these beers are quite good. I'm so happy with this episode. This episode is wonderful.
Do you have a boner?
I have a beer boner.
Do
yes.
You?
A craft beer boner, yes.
Wow. So it's a real thing.
It's a metaphorical boner. Okay. So people feel free to use that. Just say I've got a craft beer boner. I'm sure I'm not the first person to say that, but, you know.
Okay. Are we, like, ranking these?
Rank them and decide who wins. Well, I mean, do you think you won?
Yeah.
I kind of think you won. Yeah. It's all good. I think it's kind of, like, relatively close. But, yeah, I liked, as a whole, I think I liked yours more than mine.
Yeah.
But I like them all a lot. So, go ahead.
It's kind of weird, though, because, like, all these beers are really yours.
Correct.
So.
You put no money towards any of these beers. That is accurate. So, actually, every cellar dive, I win, basically.
Well.
It's,
okay. Just I don't know about that. Because it all comes out of the same pot, kind of.
No, we have separate bank accounts, so
yeah, but
no.
When the credit card comes, I don't put all the beer under you.
Oh, anymore? Like that for a while.
I put most of the beer under you, but once, like, I do get some of it.
Okay, I see.
Because if it was up to me, we wouldn't buy this much beer.
I guess.
Anyway,
okay,
so the point is...
While you tell us the rankings, I'm going back to the consecration because I need to figure out where this goes.
So my ranking is going to be the Wicked Weed Silencio is number one. The Surly Darkness is number two. The Duclos Bourbon Barrel Aged Devil's Milk is three. And the Consecration Russian River number four.
Okay, so I'm going to agree with you on number one. That Wicked Weed Silencio is super tight. That beer, I mean, people could probably tell when they were listening to me go on and on and on about it. So that's my number one. I'm going to say this Russian River Consecration is actually my number two.
I mean, I wouldn't...
It is damn good.
It's good. It's not the flavor profile I like.
Right. That's got to be my number two. My number three is the Surly Darkness. Really nice. And then the Bourbon Barrel Aged Devil's Milk. But
they're all
so close, in my opinion. I mean, the only one that I... When we got done trying through all these and I was like, okay, now I need to rank. The only one that I felt sure of was that Silencio is going to be number one. That's the only thing I was sure of. The rest of it, I was like, I had to sit here and struggle in my mind. And I'm like... And that's why I had to try the Consecration, too. Man, it's really good, though. And there's no way you would know this is 10%.
Which one are we talking about?
The Consecration.
Okay, got it.
There's no way you know this is 10%.
It makes me really sad that Wicked Weed is no longer.
Sold out.
Yeah.
I know.
It makes, like, having that beer makes me... I'm glad we went there when we did.
Yeah.
Oh, Oh my god, I almost spilled my beer.
We missed the buyout by literally months.
Yeah.
Like, we were there months before it happened, so good thing we went when we did. I mean, really. I mean, I know I don't want to shame any people out there who don't really care, but, you know, if you don't really care that AB InBev bought them, I'm sure they're still making amazing beers.
Yeah.
So go and buy them if that's the case. But, you know, once again, to reiterate, I don't want to have anything to do with any breweries that were purchased by AB InBev, because I remember the time that they were crazy about trying to kill craft beer, in particular going after Dogfish Head and trying to kill them with litigation fees, going after them for naming their beer Pumpkin Ale, going after their Chicory Stout.
What was wrong with pumpkin?
So, I think you'd have to look into it a little bit more, but I think from what I remember is a situation where they were trying to take them to court to say that they can't copyright names like pumpkin and chicory because they're ingredients, and therefore you can't put them in the name, and you can't, you know, you can't have a copyright on an ingredient in a sense. So, you know, it was a concerted effort to try and kill them, because at that point Dogfish Head was really picking up a lot of, I mean, they were on the little side, but they were picking up a lot of market for beer. And, you know, look at them now.
Yeah.
So I understood AB InBev's concern, but they went about it in a very terrible way, in a very just cutthroat way, really. And that's why I really don't like AB InBev. I think they're a disgusting organization for that reason. They literally tried to kill craft beer, and that's why I won't touch any of the stuff that they've done. So
I don't feel as strongly as Carlin does.
No, that's, yeah.
You know, so I would say, if you haven't tried a lot of Wicked Weed stuff, go ahead, feel free, try it. You won't be disappointed. I can't imagine they've changed their product that much, because it's a good product. It's highly sought after, and now more people are able to get their hands on it. And we've talked about this in other episodes. So.
Well, they have a lot more capital. They have a lot more brewing space that they can have.
There's pros and cons. So do what feels right in your heart, and that's not a wrong answer.
Yeah. That's why I said before, I don't hold it against people. Yeah. If they want to drink Wicked Weed or Legion or Goose Island, whatever, do it. Go ahead. It's your decision.
You do you.
Yeah. I just, you know, my choice is my choice. But God, this was a nice ass lineup.
I feel if I had a dollar for every time I said you do you, because it's, I just feel like that, you know, like you do what makes you happy. If it doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to drink the rest of these beers.
Okay, you do you. You don't have to work tomorrow. So.
That's true. I don't. You do.
I do.
So you're going to have to
I'm
going to
do me and not drink as much as Carlin.
Okay.
And
well, let me predict exactly what's going to happen here. We're going to finish the Consecration. We're going to finish the Silencio. We're going to finish the Darkness. We're going to wine vacuum the Devil's Milk.
I don't plan on drinking that. I plan on drinking this and this.
Okay, so I want a little bit of all of it.
Nope.
But I will drink all of the Consecration happily, because I really like it. I'm going to need some of the Silencio, and I'm going to need some of the Darkness.
So why don't we drink those two first? Because then I'll be done, and you can stay up later, and you can drink that.
All right, whatever. We'll see how it goes. Although, in all actuality, Rebecca's probably just going to forget what she just said and just keep going back.
Maybe. I'm already, woo!
I'm sure. I'm feeling a little bit. These are high ABV,
man. I'm feeling. I know feeling
that dark. That Darkness has got to be around 10. So, just saying. Anyway.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter. You tweet?
Yeah, I tweet. Do you tweet?
I don't tweet. I do the Instagram.
Yeah, you're the Instagrammer.
I do the Instagram. Carlin does
Twitter. What is our Instagram, though?
Brutal Battle Podcast.
Okay, check that out. My Twitter is at Brutal Battle. I'm Carlin at Brutal Battle. Mainly what's going on there is my Untapped is kind of linked to that. Oh, so if you guys want to see what we thought of that barrel-aged 1050 in the Aged Palo Santo Marone for our anniversary, check that out. Or you can actually just follow us on Untappd. We love friends on there.
Who doesn't love friends?
So I am Carlin C, or Carlin Cook, C-O-O-K. Or I'm all one word, Carlton Malibu, spelled like it sounds. So look for me and be my friend on Untappd. And I'd like to see what you're drinking. And you
I'm
on there.
I'm Rebecca C.
Rebecca C.
That's
or,
it.
Or that's
I
it.
I don't even know. Okay. I don't know.
I think I it's just Rebecca C.
I don't. I really only check into things when I'm
after
not.
After I did.
Either after you, because I'm too lazy to look it up myself. I'm mm-hmm. slurring my words because I'm kind of drunk. And the other thing is I check in to beers that I don't drink with you.
Oh. Oh, that's true. A little bit. But you also have a tendency to check into beers days
later. Oh, yeah. I check into beers like months. I check into beers at like 8 in the morning when I'm on the toilet. Yeah. Like, that I drink? Yeah.
Just know that I check into beers when I'm drinking them, always.
And what's our email?
Email brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. So you can send any sort of comments there. You just want to say, hey, what's up? We like what you're doing. We don't like what you're doing. Which highlights, you know, suggestions. You know, if you have suggestions about different types of episodes you want us to do, things you don't want us to do, whatever, or beers you want us to try, you know, and we're open for mystery beers for, you know, an on-the-shelf episode.
Or a tournament idea.
Tournament, brewery showcase, whatever, honestly. Yeah.
Or if you just
totally
want to tell
open.
Us that, like, you listen to us.
Yeah. Well, because, yeah. Because a lot of times when I edit the podcast, I'll put it up online, and it's just like, it goes out into the ether, and it's like, you know, I feel like nobody listens to it, but I know that some people do, but it's not like crazy popular.
Well, we'd like to meet you.
But yeah, we just want to know people are out there and say, hey, and whatever, but
and share a passion for a beer.
Yeah. You can get everything on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and the website, brutalbattle.com. Which we have the pictures of the beers from every episode on brutalbattle.com, so you can check it out for that reason. But if you can do us a favor, give us ratings and reviews on wherever you're getting the podcast through. iTunes helps a lot, because that has the most visibility, but wherever. So thank you very much.
And we're going to continue to sip on these, and always remember to
keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.